remember, good sports are winners too. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this event was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. All veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute. And everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we proudly sing our national anthem.
Nice sound there from the Laker Marching Band, especially that low brass section. Beautiful sound there tonight. Let's go with, we've gone through the current conditions. Your officials tonight, your referee would be John Turner. Umpire is Kevin Woods. Linesman is Tom Evans. Line judge, Gregory Wood. And your back judge is Kevin Crampton tonight. And one point that John Turner actually pointed out to us, and I appreciate this, there's no such thing as offsides in high school football. It's only encroachment. No such thing as offsides, only encroachment. So there you go. We'll be using that terminology from here forward. Yeah. Hey, I believe in complete... I'm confident in that, yes, without a doubt. Lakers won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will be kicking off into the hands of Cass City. Kicking off left to right across your radio. The kicker, that would be number 10, Anthony Sheridan for the Lakers. Anthony Sheridan, the junior, plays tight end, outside linebacker as well. 12 minutes are on the board. 12 minutes are on the clock, and we are ready to get going here. As the kick is up, booming kick from Sheridan comes in at the 5-yard line and brought in by number 7, Hayden Horn. Cuts back to the left side across the 20, 25, down to the 29, and finally brought down by number 20 for Lakers. That would be Logan Carlson Russell for the Lakers. First and 10 for Cassidy. First and 10, right to left across your radio.
Great kick by the left footer, Anthony Sheridan. A booming kick right down to about the 2-yard line. But Hayden Horn's there to reel it in, and he does a pretty good job of getting it back up the field. He gets it just to the 29-yard line, so a long field ahead for the Red Hawks, but this game is underway as Santa Cathrell will break the huddle and take the team under center.
T formation, working off the left hash, no surprise there, in their all-white uniforms, gray numbers, gray helmets, with a number on each side, black face mask. Santa Cathrell under center. He hands it off to Hayden Horn. Tries to go through that left gap. Nothing there as Lakers stops him. Maybe out for a gain of about 3/4 yard out to the 30-yard line. Topped by Blake Smithers. No surprise there. Defensive tackle for the Lakers. Second down, 9 to go from the 30.
For Santa Cathrell, over his back shoulder, Hayden Horn is going to be on that right-hand side. And a lot of the running plays are going to go from a right to left for Cass City, because that's the direction that Hayden Horn typically goes. And it's already set up poorly. Hayden Horn is running right into the arms of big Blake Smithers. It won't be the last time you hear his name tonight.
Receiver wide each way now. now in shotgun would be Sandon Cathrell, running back to his left and a tailback behind him. It's going to be a handoff to the quarterback keeper, actually. Cathrell bounces out to the left side of the near sideline, has the first down out to the 41-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Williams out of the secondary. A 10-yard gain. Move the chains for the Cassidy Redhawks.
All right, almost a pistol formation. You've got a wide receiver right and one to the left. You have a halfback behind him and a fullback next to him. The fullback next to him was Alex Perry, and they run read option, and they even had us fooled for a second. I thought Alex Perry had it. Cathrell does a nice job of disguising the football, sneaking out to the near sideline, and turns it upfield for Cassidy's first down of the game.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line, right to left across your radio. Cathrell back under center of the tee. Hand off to Hayden Horn, bounces out, has room to run across the 45 and dragged down to the 46. Leading the way would be Ethan Wisner, linebacker, freshman for the Lakers. A gain of 5, second down, 5 to go.
That time they run the same play they did the very first time. Horn around the left side. That time they got the offensive line and the end sealed off Blake Smithers, allowed Hayden Horn to go around him and into that linebacking core, and he gets a nice gain on first down, probably 6 yards.
According to the spot, out to the 47-yard line. Second down, 4 to go. Back to the spread formation. Cathrell rolling to his right out of the shotgun. Has man in front of him. Throws downfield to the 20-yard line. And this one is going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Hayden Horn. There in coverage was Mason Williams to break it up at the 15-yard line. And it falls down to a third down, 4 to go from the 47.
Pretty decent throw. It was a little underthrown, a little too much air time. Hayden Horn had a step on Mason Williams, but he had to stop and come back to the ball and try to make a play on it. But that allowed Mason Williams to have the better position, and he was able to knock it down safely. So he liked the deep threat right away, the drop back and pass. There was no play action fake, just a drop back and throw it. And it was a tad bit underthrown, but a good defensive play by Lakers.
Back to the T formation, working off the left hash of the 47-yard line, third down and 4. Cathrell to Alex Perry. Perry pushes that pile forward for about a yard. He's going to be short of the first down marker by about 2 yards. Tackle made by Ethan Wisner, linebacker once again. Fourth down, 2 to go from midfield at the 49-yard line. 9:50 left in the first quarter, no score.
Oh, interesting game. Third and 4, you get half the yardage you need. Fourth and 2. Coach Cottrell's usually aggressive, pretty aggressive. I foresee them going for it, but this is a big series already in this game. You turn the ball over to the home team in their side of the field. It's never good for your defense. So if you're going to go for it, he's going to have to come up with a big play here and find 2.5 yards.
Back to the T formation, going for it on 4th and 2. It's a handoff to number 6, the Wildcat. Handoff to Sandon Cathrell. And he has across midfield, has the first down, and moved the chains out to the 47 on the other side of the field, 4-yard gain.
And that's already a good strategy as they run around the right side, the opposite side of Blake Smithers, and they're able to get a fresh set of downs. A big play already, holding your breath on 4th down.
1st and 10, Cassidy moving the chains once again. Number 2 is your quarterback now, Bryce Fernald, the junior. Fernald hands it off to number 3, Jordan Messer. He's out for the run and has zone in front of him to the 15, to the 5. Touchdown, Cass City with 8:58 left in the first quarter. Just 3 minutes into the game, Jordan Messer breaks one out for a huge run. Touchdown, Cassidy strikes first blood.
Wow, those safeties hadn't a clue. As Jordan Messer ran right by him, they both looked at each other, and oh my, he has got the ball. It was a chase from there. And Jordan Messer outran all of them. And what a big play. As you pointed out, Bryce Fernald comes in on the last two plays and hands the ball off to Cathrell, that time to Messer. And Coach Cathrell and company, usually by the book, very standard, shaking it up a little bit, mixing things around, and it hits for a big six-pointer early in this game.
Going for the two-point conversion, handoff to Sandon Cathrell from Fernald, and the two-point conversion is good. It is 8-0, Cass City leading Lakers with 8:58 left in the first quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebelin to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebelin goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebelin. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Seaboyne, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.